This is God speaking. I have a special person speaking on my behalf, Michael. Michael will be explaining to you about taking care of my creative invention, Earth. Religion and the environment from Genesis chapter 1, our role as caretakers for the Earth.
Welcome, Renegade Nation, Renegade Talk in Las Vegas, where we don't sugarcoat shit. My name is Richie, along with Sammy the Sausage Man.
She hot?
Here's Petula.
She don't know that she's a lucky girl.
She sure is.
Got the best thing in the whole wide world.
Wait till tonight.
Got a love that's hard to find. Got the boy I wish was mine. But
well, you got me.
She's a fool.
Oh, no.
She's a fool.
Anyway. Welcome to the show, Renegade Nation. Don't forget MotorBunny.com. If you're tired and you can't get it up anymore, or you're just not turned on anymore, and you need for her to be happy instead of cheating with people in Motel 6s or whatever.
Oh, God.
With bed bugs. Of course you don't want that.
I was thinking that in my head.
Hey, I'm reading you. That's why. It's psychic. Anyway. So, I figured I'd play some Petula Clark, some happy music. No, nobody's a fool. I'm just being happy.
You are.
I can back it up and play this. Anyway, so I'm not really happy today, Renegade Nation. I don't care about that stupid election in Georgia that happened last night. What I care about is the security of the United States of America. And a police officer was repeatedly stabbed in an airport. And I'm really getting, Sammy, I'm getting sick and fucking tired of this. Donald Trump said the number one thing on the campaign was what? National security.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here we got this fucking asshole in an airport stabbing a cop. What the fuck is going on? Now, Gallup poll came out the other day. In fact, today I think it came out that 36% of Americans are afraid to go anywhere because they're afraid something's going to happen. And you got these libtard motherfucking Democrats that are sitting there going, hey, it's okay, let everybody in. I love you. And until they fucking chop your fucking dick off. Oh, you know what?
We need to have something bad happen so that the fucking people will wake the hell up is what we need.
You better wake up. Renegade Nation, you better send this show around. And you better listen to some of the talk show hosts on the conservative side. In fact, all of them. We have been talking about this shit for years, Sammy. You know that. And you know what? This continues on. And then you're going to be... in fact, they're actually winning. They're keeping us away from doing the things that we like to do because you're afraid that something's going to happen to your child or yourself, blow up your family. These people have now indoctrinated themselves into our society. They need to be unindoctrinated and sent back. Yep. All of them.
They do.
And call me a racist. I'm the first one to say it. I will raise my hand. I am a fucking racist. Send them back.
Yep.
And this motherfucker, they said he could get 20 years. Let's say death. By hanging in front of the whole United States and the world. Hang this motherfucker to dry. And let them know you continue this bullshit. Here's what's going to happen to your stinky asses. You'll go to the fucking Abdullah Mullah that do the bullshit and get the fuck out of here.
Well, I don't want him to die fast. I want him to die slowly. Well, so we'll pelt him with some bacon bits and bacon strips.
Yeah, bacon bits and pork bits. We'll throw them at him and stuff him up his fucking nose and say, you know what? Hey, enough, you know what, Renegade Nation? Enough is enough. Now, I know all Muslims are not bad people, but there is a problem in this country. There's a problem in Europe. The fucking idiots. I love you. And you love me, and we're going to invite everybody in. Yeah, well, look what's happening. In fact, it happened in Brussels yesterday. It happened in London the day before that. They are continuing their savagery. They're savages. Fucking savages. It's like Tarzan in the fucking jungle.
They've been savages since the day of...
Since the 7th century.
Yeah.
They have been doing... You know what? Bethany Blankley is coming back on the air by Friday. She has talked about this for years on Renegade, 2-3 years ago. Talked about Islam, talked about all this shit. In fact, if you go to the state of Michigan, Renegade Nation, to the state of Michigan's website, you'll see half of it is in Arabic.
Yeah.
Or mush, or whatever the fuck they call
it.
Well,
you know what they're going to do? It's going to be just like it is with the Hispanic... community, when you hear a phone call, now you're gonna have to have another language added to it.
That's another thing I'm pissed off about too. You know what? And one of the talk show hosts I was listening to today, when you go to another country, okay, and you're American and you speak English, I don't give a fuck if you're from England or Europe or wherever the fuck you're from. If you go to Japan, let's say, as an example, guess what you have to do? You have to obey their laws. Huh?
You have to learn Japanese.
You have to learn Japanese. They give you a little book, and you do it by...
senses.
Yeah, no, it's phonetics. That's how you do it. That's how you speak, because they don't speak English. They speak Japanese. So you, as a foreigner, you have to learn to adapt to their society. Well, guess what? These fucking libtards and these fucking New York Hollywood elitist bullshit artists have now changed it to the point where, oh, we have to add languages in now. No, we don't. No, we don't. You speak English if you come here. Period. It's as simple as that.
Ring, ring. For English, press 1. For Mexican,
press 2.
Hang up.
For Arabic, you're dead. You don't come in. Call the country. Anyway, so this poor cop, hopefully he stays alive. They say he's resting comfortable, but you never know. So he yelled that Allah Akbar crap. God. What is that? What is this Allah Akbar shit?
I know. It's gotten ridiculous.
As he stabbed a cop at a Michigan airport on Wednesday, he's a 50-year-old Canadian dude originally from Tunisia who has been following or been a part of this craziness, this Islamic fucking nation bullshit. And you're just going to pull out a knife and scream and go stab a cop in the middle of an airport? What?
Yeah.
What? Where are the local police? Don't they know that they're a nut job?
Obviously not, bro.
What do you think? I mean, Sammy, how do you feel about all this?
I think it's bad. I think, you know, something bad's really going to have to happen before the American people actually wake up.
And we said this. We've been saying that. Something is going to happen. Yeah. And when it does, maybe you'll wake up then. Maybe you'll finally realize that we are being invaded. And if you recall, back in the day when they invaded, what was that big thing? Now I can't think of it. When they invaded back in the 18th, 17th century, where they hit all the soldiers in the wooden ship.
Oh, I don't remember.
You don't remember. Anyway, so they've actually been doing this all along. And Renegade Nation, it's been going on, and you're not being told the truth by the media. I mean, who believes them anyway? I mean, do you actually believe the bullshit that they say? It's all bullshit. Everything is bullshit. Now, there's a lot of people complaining about this and bitching about it. At least we have the time. We can bitch about it on the air. A lot of people are writing comments about this story. The issue is that they need to be vetted. And when Trump said, we're going to stop it, and these fucking judges from the Ninth Circuit overrode him.
I know.
And I hope these judges are looking at this.
Well, it's going to come to a head.
It is going to come to a head. Everything does come to a head, Renegade Nation. This has been going on. Now, this started a long time ago when we invaded the Middle East. And possible terrorism. Some people are saying possible. I don't like the word possible. I don't like the word allegedly. Allegedly. I don't like any of these words. I like see. What I see is terrorism. This guy was told to go do this shit. And to all the Trump haters, he has been correct from day one regarding proper vetting of the people coming into this country. I don't know what the fucking problem with that is.
Oh, I know.
Why is it that we have to let, oh, Katy Perry, I love everybody, and open the borders and...
Hello, it's your drug dealer. I thought I'd call.
I think that was Patty Cake.
Was that Patty Cake?
Katy Perry.
Yeah, Katie, why don't you just go to Syria?
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go over there and find out. Yeah, you know, grow up. I mean, oh yeah, I know you try, but you have never traveled in those circles. This is a pattern used by terrorists, Renegade Nation, a small attack that provokes a response. Trump is right to change our tactics with ISIS. Surround them and annihilate them. And then we don't have this quiz. Why do we have to fight about their stupid religion?
Exactly. I was actually talking to a guy today at the mall, and he made a comment about that we're so glad to have Trump now, that we spent 20 years of kissing everybody's ass, and that the whole world has gotten used to us not being the country that we were meant to be.
The aggressor.
Yeah, and now we got Trump. Guess what?
Well, there's a lot of people out there that think that we all we do is start wars and kill people. Mm-hmm. No, we don't. No, it's the other way around if you think about it. I mean, look at this shit that just happened in Michigan, Renegade Nation.
Right.
Stop the terrorists from coming into our country and not allowing people to fight for ISIS back into our country. You know what? I think ICE and the rest of the departments and the Homeland Security needs to round up these people. And if they have any sense or any type of anything, they need to be out of here.
Exactly.
And I can't believe this is, you know.
I don't want anything bad to happen to our country, but it just seems like before it's the fuck up. Something has to happen.
Well, Trump has been correct from day one, Renegade Nation.
Day
one. Of course
he has.
Day one. And we were all day one.
But they keep freaking.
Well, they keep on trying to change it because they want this. But what's going to happen to you, Hollywood elitists, and the rest of you fucking idiots? Hollywood, I was watching TV last night. I was disgusted, Sammy. I was absolutely fucking disgusted by TV. They have not come up with anything good. They're repeating shit because they're not innovative. People like me and Sammy are innovative. We could probably come up with something really funny, but these motherfuckers, we'll just do that. And they put a little bit of sass on it, like with today's youth or today's whatever.
Look at Saturday Night Live. They always steal our shit.
They've been stealing the shit. They stole the shit back in the day, and they're still stealing it. CNN denied this even happened, Renegade Nation. And in fact, some of the pictures on TV last night was so funny. They're sitting there with their mouths dropped when they found out that the Republican won in Georgia. And they didn't know what to say. They cut away. They actually cut away instead of talking about it.
Of course they did. Plausible deniability.
Plausible deniability, I say.
Why don't you just call it paused?
Well, maybe this guy was pissed off because the Republican won in Georgia. Made him go crazy.
Well, you know what? Georgia, the Democrats. The Democrats don't even. They can't believe it's happening. They've literally lost. If you look back at how many elections have been won by the Democrats, dude, it's crazy. Now they're not getting anything.
It's going to get worse for them too, Sammy.
Oh yeah,
it's going to get worse. They're not going to win anything. The American people are waking up, but now we got to really wake up, and we need to get these people out of here.
We need to get them out of office.
You know what? You have your religious freedom. That's what the country was built on. But you don't bring in that Islamic terrorism into this country.
Well, and then not only that, if you want to have the freedom to do your religion, you can't impose everybody else as saying, hey, your religion is bad. Or
well, do you see the Jews doing that? Do you see the Catholics doing that? The Baptists doing that? You don't see anybody doing that. They believe in what they believe in. That's fine. That's what the country was built upon,
that's
Sammy.
That's fine. As long as you ain't hurting anybody.
As long as you ain't hurting anybody and you're not doing anything, everything's fine. But they have no right to come in here and change things. Who in the fuck do you think you are?
And you know, you ran away from your country because it's all fucked up the way you guys have it. Now you want to turn our country into the same way your country is?
They've been around. Yeah, Sammy, they've been around since the 7th century, and they still live in fucking deserts and the cardboard boxes.
They weren't just in the deserts. They were also, you know, if you remember correctly, President,
what president? The Bush?
One, no, God.
Carter.
1700s.
Reagan. Shut up. Washington. Jefferson.
Jefferson. He's the one that created the Marines to fight the pirates who were, guess what? Muslim pirates.
Yeah, that was, I think that was Jefferson because they were trying to get over here. Yeah.
The Montezuma. People don't know that, but our war began with them in the 1700s.
Yeah, it's been going on for a long time, Renegade. Of course, nobody was taught anything about any of this stuff.
No.
Everybody's like, you can't say that. You can't say that. Until your face is blown the fuck off. Oh, then it's a different fucking story. Oh, then it's when. This needs to be stopped now.
Yes, it does.
And I'm pretty sure Mr. Trump is not happy with what happened in Michigan. And I'm going to get Carl Higbee. Oh, by the way, just so you know, you're tired.
Fuck you.
Lou. Calavagiani's coming back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he's coming back too. So we got Lou and Bethany. Lou is the one that took down Wiener.
Anthony Wiener.
Anthony Wiener. Yeah, so I think Lou will have a lot to say about Anthony Wiener when he gets on the air.
You mean Wiener?
Wiener. Anyway, so Lou is coming back on the air. I'm very happy about that. I don't know why he left in the first place, but we're going to have a business meeting here at Renegade Studios.
We are.
Coming up. You're going to be there?
What time is it?
4 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Can you make it?
I have to get the private jet to make sure it brings you back.
Get the Renegade private jet and get your ass over here.
All right, okay. I will.
All right, so we're going to take a break, Renegade Nation. When we come back, if I can get my stuff to start here, nothing's starting. Here we go. We're going to take a break. We're going to talking about human toes because I'm really into. I applied for this job, but I didn't get it. It's about protecting human toes, so we're going to get into that when we come back. This is Richie.
This is Sammy.
And we'll be right back, mofos. Hang in there, children.
The only one that I rely on, a shoulder there for me to cry on, and the hours alone that I'm without you. This edition of Renegade Talk Radio is brought to you by MotorBunny.com, which exists to empower sexually creative experiences. The Motor Bunny is a motorized ride on top saddle vibrator that vibrates and rotates, giving you the ride of a lifetime.
Similar products have been made famous by the Howard Stern Show, but Motor Bunny is committed to making it much more affordable to hop on. Our program listeners get an exclusive $50 off code. So when you check out MotorBunny.com, remember to enter Renegade50 at checkout. That's Renegade50.
Looking for a verbal hand job?
Yes, 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 yes.
Release your frustrations and listen to Blunt Talk on Renegade Talk Radio.
We're playing music in the Renegade Library. We're doing it through the phone. This is really professional. Anyway, we're listening to the intro too.
My car. Oh no.
Tell me what I got.
Come on, Richie. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know what to do. What are we? Okay, we've had enough of this.
I want to hear the part because we're going to play it right here.
Oh, here it comes.
Here it comes! The crescendo. Ah! Ah! There you go. That's all
anyway.
I wanted.
So, Renegade Nation, I know I went on a rampage. It kind of put me in a better mood. Thank you, Sammy, for doing that.
You're welcome.
But I did apply for a job. Don't forget Motor Bunny. Before I get into this, don't forget Motor Bunny. Go there. If you can't get it up anymore and it's just... And she has wrung every ounce of cum out of you.
Yeah.
And your prostate's done.
And for Easter, get one for your pastor.
They do come in here, believe me. Some of my friends have them already. Anyway... I applied for this job, and it was about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and I got turned down. They wouldn't even look at you for this job because you're not talented enough to have this job, Sammy. So I was lucky enough to be interviewed. You would have never been interviewed because you're such a fucking moron.
What's the fucking job?
My job was that to watch a human toe, in a dehydrated human toe in the saloon in Dawson City in the Yukon. It sits on the bar.
The toe's on the bar?
Yeah, it's a human toe.
And it's dilute. What?
My job title would have been Renegade Nation Toe Master. And I was going to take care of the bar's donated human toes by day, preserving them in rock salt and evening.
Severed?
Yeah, somebody stole the toe. So when you're having a drink, they put the toe in front of your face.
It's a special ingredient for some meal they just made. They needed the salt.
But over the weekend, I mean, this is not fake news. This is real shit. So over the weekend, one of the bar's donated cocktail toes disappeared.
God,
it was the second toe, the one next to the big toe. That's when they stole.
Middle toe,
to be exact. Yeah, it's the middle toe. This dude said, and this would have been my job, said a man walked into the bar Saturday night and sometime after midnight ordered a signature sour toe cocktail.
Did they put the toe in that?
Yeah, it's a shot of alcohol garnished with a human toe.
No way.
Yeah, way. When the bartender turned her back, the man walked out of the bar with the toe. It's real.
Was it his?
Maybe it was a penis. Maybe it was a little penis.
Maybe he thinks he's Korean and it's bigger than his.
No, see, I had an idea when I got turned down for this job to have penises in formaldehyde and have them by the drink. I mean, it was a great idea. So you could stir your drink with the penis.
So they put these actual human toes into the drink and these people eat these toes?
Yeah, it's garnished with a human toe. It's garnished. It sits on the side. You don't eat it, I guess. Maybe you do. I don't know. I never got that far in the interview.
Whoa.
Well, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police confirmed Tuesday that officers were investigating the toe theft.
Are they partnered up with Planned Parenthood?
I guess. Okay. You just pissed off a lot of people there. Okay. Yeah. I got a couple toes for sale. I got my Rolls Royce over there, and I'm here.
They call a baby's toe
baby's
veal toe.
Yeah. This is very serious, Sammy.
Sorry.
They have not recovered the toe yet.
Oh.
Just the cop, the lady
declined, get a tow truck.
Get a tow truck to find the tow. She declined to discuss the details of the tow case, including the identity. I couldn't do this on TV. Including the identity of the suspect, citing it's an ongoing investigation.
It's a race. He won by a toe.
He won by a toe. I like pinky toes myself. The downtown hotel posted a missing toe flyer on its Facebook page.
Oh, God. Does it have a toe tag?
It's a toe tag. A tag. I'm lost. Find me. Somebody stole me.
Do they have a picture? If found, recall, blah, 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 blah.
Okay, so if you find the missing toe, if you have any information about the missing toe, the location is Sour Toe. It's called a Sour Toe. You need to call the business, and it's offering a reward of a brand new penis.
1-800, get the rest of the foot with it.
There you go. There it is right there.
That's missing?
That's what's missing. That's the Sour Toe cocktail. Yeah.
Oh.
I don't see what the... thought to be taken by Chica Coco Choco on the night of Saturday, last seen in downtown hotel's Sourdough Saloon in Dawson. If you know where the Sour Toe is or have any information about the toe, call 867-993-5346.
You know, I think this guy's going to commit a crime and use the toe as part of the...
We should call him up and say, can you tell us more about... Call him up. Let's call him up. Man, here. I want to find out more about this. We're going to call... Renegade Nation, we're going to call them up. Say, we'd like to be part of the investigation of the toe. You're on the air. Okay, here. Okay, I'll give you the number. And then after that, we got to get out of here. I got a heavy date tonight.
Yeah, what was his name?
I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says call this number. It could be the cops, though.
No, I mean, what was his name?
I don't know.
Okay, well, give me the number.
Okay, just call him up and say, we're on the air and talking about this, and we're really...
Toe.
Okay, it's 867. Yeah, let me get it online here.
Hold on.
8-6-7. 993. I don't hear it coming through. 5-3-4-6.
5-3-4-6.
I don't hear anything.
Well, hold on.
Renegade Nation.
Are you talking or me?
No, you. Just asking about the missing toe. So we're on the air. Renegade Talk Radio. You gotta let them know you're on there. Hello? We found the toe. We found the fucking toe. They're not answering. What the fuck?
Antenna Hotel, Lexi speaking.
Hi, this is Sammy with RenegadeTalkRadio.com, and we were just calling you guys because we were talking about your situation on air. Did you guys ever find that toe?
No, we did not.
And, okay, go ahead, Richie.
Do you have any idea where the toe might be?
No, we have no idea.
Okay, we're broadcasting live right now all over the world, so we're letting people know about this missing toe for you, and we feel very, very, we're very upset about this missing toe. So we're broadcasting it all over the place. Whoever this thief is that stole the toe, we're trying to help you.
We can't get out any information, and I don't really know much about it.
Oh, who are you?
Are you the manager?
I just work at the front desk.
Oh, you're okay. So I guess everybody's really talking about this missing toe thing.
Yeah, like people just say that it's missing, and that's about it.
Do you handle the toes, or is it somebody else?
Yeah, that's the toe captain. Yeah, we don't touch the toe.
Oh, so you have a toe captain?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, I applied for that job about 5 years ago, and they turned me down. I don't know why. I don't think I was qualified enough to be holding
Maybe
on to
thought you would steal it.
I would steal it. Anyway, we just wanted to let you know. You can tell everybody at the bar that you're on Renegade Talk Radio worldwide. And you just go to RenegadeTalkRadio.com and you can listen, okay?
Sorry, I can barely hear you.
We just said you can go to RenegadeTalkRadio.com. You can let everybody know that you were just on the air. And it'll help spread the awareness. And I'm Sammy. That's Richie that was just talking. So
great.
Yeah, so you can go on there and you can hear your voice, and I'm sorry you're missing your toe. I hope you guys find the toe and the foot that went with it. You know, that's...
Yes. Thank you.
You have a nice day.
You have a terrific day.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Bye. Anyway.
Did you hear that? Terrific?
Terrific day. She cracked up. So we're trying to do a public service for these people in the Yukon that are missing the toe. You know what?
You can't make this shit up.
You can't make this. We're not smart enough to make this shit up. I told you, Sammy. I'm like a toe?
And she laughed when I said terrific.
She's laughing her ass off going, oh my God. Oh, fuck.
I can't give out any information. Well, are you the one that handles the toes? No, that would be the toe captain.
The toe captain. I'm the pussy captain.
Oh,
pubic hair captain.
Oh, God. I've heard of a lot of shit in my life, but this is taking the cake.
You don't. Hey, you know what? They're missing a toe. So, and it's true. See, we called them up. So, Renegade Nation, we told you the truth. It wasn't fake news.
Yeah, we towed, not told.
We towed you.
We towed you.
We towed you. Anyway, we're going to get out of here. Hey, Renegade Nation, have a nice day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Don't forget, Rhino Report, Spaced Out Radio. I'm spaced out after that fucking call. Anyway, we're out of here. Have a nice evening. Bye.
Bye.